I couldn't tell if the irony was intentional or accidental, but there it was, situated between the two exhibits I'd made a special trip to see at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. One was Inventions at Play, the other Science in American Life. They were both a little disappointing. I'd hoped to see a celebration of American inventors and scientists. Instead, I learned that invention was fun and that America played an important role in developing the atomic bomb and birth control pills. Interesting, but not what I'd expected. So I was pleasantly surprised to find right there in the middle of it all, none other than Julia Child's kitchen. The real thing, a donation from her Cambridge, Massachusetts home. Pans, well-worn cookbooks, stove, cabinets, it's set up just as she'd worked and entertained in it for decades. By kitchen standards, it's unremarkable. But that's part of the charm. For me, there was a special attachment since as graduate students, my wife and I lived in an attic apartment across the street from the Childs. We never ate there, but she was as genuine in person as you'd expect from her television appearances. Child popularized fancy French cooking at a time when America was serving up canned meat and TV dinners. She was drawn to French cuisine when her husband Paul was assigned by the U.S. Foreign Service to a position in Paris following World War II. Her initial success came from co-authoring the immensely popular, critically acclaimed cookbook Mastering the Art of French Cooking. But it was an appearance on a book review program that opened the door to the world of television. Child made an omelet, and viewers fell in love. She was invited back to the station, this time on a permanent basis. Child never set out to change the television landscape. It just happened. The French chef debuted locally in 1963, but quickly developed a national audience. Awards, notoriety, and good-natured satire soon followed. At 6'2", Child was tall. She wasn't heavy, but she wasn't skinny either. She never quite came to terms with low-calorie cooking. Her answer was to eat smaller portions, and there's never been a voice that's quite the same. Julia Child was funny, not funny-funny, but endearingly so. The aunt you always wanted, warm, ready to wrap you in her arms, and just a bit nutty. She was American comfort food, even as she prepared grand French meals. And she remains a truly inspirational figure to women and men alike. Someone who found success in life simply by enjoying it. Everything else was just icing on the cake.